shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And then Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah 60:1-3. And now Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And over in the book of Hebrews, I will take the 6th chapter and the 4th verse. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Hebrews 6:4-6, and I go over to Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorrow punishment, suppose he shall he be taught worthy, who had trodden underfoot the Son of God, and had counted the blood of the covenant wherein he was sanctified and unholied in, and had done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that had said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. I will yet read another scripture taken from the book of 1 Peter 3, 3rd chapter, and about the 18th verse, just to remind us here. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. May the Lord add a blessing to this portion of the scripture, And those are quite a number of scriptures. So may the good Lord add a blessing upon the reading and preaching of His Word. We are thankful to the Lord for His goodness and for His grace. Well, the board is up again, and I'm trusting to conclude on this little subject of the two spiritual worlds. And I want to borrow the title of Brother Branham from one of his messages preached in 1965, I believe, Souls That Are Imprisoned Now. Souls That Are Imprisoned Now. Brother Branham read that very same scripture of 1 Peter 3. And, of course, he was dealing with Hebrews 6 and Hebrews 10. And we are going to deal with that just a little bit. And I think that a lot of people miss that message of the prophet. When he preached souls that are in prison now, I believe their focus was upon the souls that was in hell that Jesus visited after his resurrection. I think they missed the mark. So we want to bring this out to show you the real meaning of that message, souls that are imprisoned now. It's a terrific thing. And I hope that I do not have any soul that is imprisoned now. But right now, there are souls that are imprisoned now. So just to enlighten you that you would not miss the message, the prophet of God was speaking of both dead people and living people. And the people seen the souls that was in prison of men who died as sinners, and Jesus visited in the prison house of Satan. But they missed the mark of what the prophet was really trying to say about souls that are in prison now, meaning living people that are hopelessly lost, that they are souls imprisoned now that are hopelessly lost. We live in the midst of such people. And a man could reach to a certain place where he is hopelessly lost. It is bad enough to be lost, but then when you are hopelessly lost, it's the most terrible thing that a human being can ever go through, the greatest disappointment. So, once again, I refer to the board. Trusting that you get the diagram correctly, it may not go up again, unless the Lord say to do that. But you have on the board there depicted three worlds. And the one in the middle is the natural world that we live in. And the one on the right and the one on the left are two spiritual worlds. One is the kingdom of God, a spiritual world, it's a realm. And then on the left-hand side is the kingdom of Satan, which is also a spiritual world, spiritual dimension. This natural world is caught between these two spiritual worlds, and every human being upon the face of the earth is influenced by one of these kingdoms, one of these worlds. And people that do not believe that, are just ignorant even of scientific discoveries. We are living in a world of many channels. Yes, dimensions, channels. All right. You put your food in the microwave, and you press minute plus, and it heats up the food for you. You ever think where that is coming from? That microwave is only a unit that they made there to catch the microwaves. It's a channel. It's a channel the very same way. You flick your switch on, and we have light here today. Yes. And some never thought of where it come from, but we live in the midst of electricity right here. Right? So there are different channels of different things that is too much. Science call them waves, but they don't know where it come from. Yes. Ultraviolet waves. Yes. Where it come from? You know, it's right in the universe. Yes. And then we have a field of magnetism. Yes. A north and a south pole. Yes. Why does your magnet turn? You say, now, what is a compass? They teach us in school. What is a compass? A compass is an instrument that always turns to the north. Why? Why? Why there is a north pole and a south pole in your magnet? Why does this magnet always point to the north? When a man is lost, he takes out his compass, the ship goes, and then it always turns to the north. Even because there is a great field of magnetism. And they suspect that there is a great piece of magnet running through the earth, and there is a north pole and a south pole. Yes, but all magnetism right through the whole world, but is not magnetizing us. No, but we are magnetized from either one of these kingdoms. Because we are body and spirit. Yes, and the reason that we was made body and spirit is that we can contact all three worlds. Our natural body contacts this natural world, and the spirit down in here can contact either of these worlds here. Yes, our spirit. So there are spiritual worlds that our spirit, our soul, contacts. Yes. And on, we can go, and then we come up. You know, if we were to think or search your internet, your educated people, everybody is a scholar now because of the net. Yes, everybody is bright. Yes, but they cannot contact the two spiritual worlds. And there is a field in this and a field in that, waves of this and waves in that, that they have not even discovered yet. There is a mental magnetism, as I explained, yes, that works with his human mind. Yes, that you could talk to a man way off in India, and of course it steps out into demon power. But that is a source that the Lord made there for us in the days to come. Yes. Now look how the prophet of God entered into that spirit of the Lord, and he was able to go back into history. Yeah, 100 years of history. How was the Bible written? The Bible was only written 3,000 years ago. Yes. How was it written? There came a man with a certain crystal down in him. He was called Moses. And he went back and seen what happened in Genesis. Yes. And he wrote all that he seen in Genesis. Yes. And how is Bible prophecy fulfilled today? Is fulfilled because there was a crystal down in a man called John the Divine and our Lord Jesus. And that crystal read the future. Yes, and see what was going to happen in the future. And our God is not asleep, my brothers and sisters. There are channels. Yes, sir. And if you get into the wrong channel, you will die. So now hell is a certain channel. Yes, sir. And over here, heaven is a good channel. But thank God that we have contacted the good channel. Yes, the right channel. So now, the very proof that you have channels, you know, of life, channels of death, and you have different channels upon the face of the earth, you know, that concern science, is the fact of the... the invention of the radio and the television. Is that right? But here we have channels that send true pitiers right here. And we are walking right through them. I'm walking here, brothers and sisters, and those pitiers hit me in my chest. I don't feel it. It goes through. Yes, sir. And then voices I hear and I don't hear it. If we were to hear all those voices, we'll die. If we were to see all the demons and all what go on in hell, we'll be mad people. But the Lord so placed them in their different channel. Do you know that the wind itself is a channel? And there are wind channels upon the earth? Yes, and the wind blew it where it listed, Jesus said, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell from whence it cometh or whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. They get into a certain channel. Yeah, they get into a certain channel and contact the kingdom of God. You cannot tell where they are coming from. Yeah. Yes, this world don't understand them. Yes, because they are born of the Spirit. They speak of heavenly things. And Jesus said, if I have spoken earthly things and you don't understand, how will you understand if I speak of heavenly things? You have to get into a certain channel. So all these things are channels upon the face of the earth. And you have this, the piteous radio. You have television. And we are going through right here. Then why can't I believe that there are angels right here in a certain channel? There are angels in a certain channel. Yes, sir. They are the voice of Almighty God. Yes, the voice of Almighty God. Angels, spirits, my brothers and sisters. Yes, and if this is not too much for you, brothers and sisters, there is a channel out here of us redeemed souls. Yeah, they cannot come out of here, and you cannot contact them until God allowed us. And that was right upon the mountain, the Mount Transfiguration. And it was going out there, and Jesus needed to say certain things and do certain things to write the Bible in prediction of his second coming. Out of this channel right here, Moses and Elias dropped it. And Jesus was in such a contact with the spiritual world that it didn't alarm him. He continued to speak with Moses and Elias. But you know, the apostles get stupid. Yeah, they get stupid and they went down on their knees. They said, shall we build 3 tabernacles for you? One for Moses, one for Elias, and one for Elijah. Can we go and do that? He said, no, don't do that. Yes, and then they heard a voice coming out of that channel of God. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Yes, sir, the voice of the Almighty. Now, that is not done away with. No, sir. God still has a channel of life. Yes, but he chose, brothers and sisters, man to preach the gospel. So he sent us Malachi 4. Malachi 4 was able to contact that channel. And the voice of God came to Malachi 4, and the seal was opened. So the Lamb opened the seals. Yes, and the Lord set a fivefold ministry upon the earth. Yes, and that every true fivefold minister must be in contact with that channel. Yes, otherwise he'll go off the message, go off the word, he will miss the Spirit. And then if you are in contact with that channel of God, then he will be a witness with his presence. Yes, there will be a witnessing. Yes, because the people of God will contact that channel. They will recognize that. So now the word of God comes down, and that anointing of the Spirit comes through that certain gift, and then you, being elected, you was born for that. And being born for that, brothers and sisters, you recognize that by the Spirit of the Lord. So the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Yeah. Now, an ex-man sit there and, oh, that's rubbish. I heard my pastor say this, and I heard this, and I heard an evil thing about the pastor, and I heard that. And he can't fool me. You already fooled. Yeah. You already fooled. Yeah, so I can't fool you again. So you were already fooled. Like a man come and said, cause me to be blind if you are the servant of God. Come up to Brother Branham. Cause me to be blind if I'm a servant of God. Paul turned a man blind. He said, no, I don't have the need. You're already blind. That prophet had a plaster for every soul. Next woman come up to me and say, if these bunch of holy rollers is going to heaven to make that kind of a noise, I don't care to be there. The prophet of God said, you have nothing to worry, you won't be there. A plaster for every soul. Yeah. Now, he was in contact with the heavenly realm. Yeah. He didn't have to fabricate nothing, my brother. From the time man opposed the word of God, the Lord bring inspired a thought to him. And he gave them an answer to speak. Don't you know the scripture said the right answer is from the Lord? The right answer is from the Lord. Ah, we could make a book. And to put it together with the things of Brother Branham, you know, expose, yes, sir, and, you know, withstand all the opposition that came to him. Yeah, science brought out something published in the papers one time. They say the 5 loaves of bread that fed 5,000, in those days the bread was very big. Unbelieving devils. So Brother Branham seen that in the paper. He said, I will have you to know that the little boy had the 5 for his lunch. That is how big it was. You bunch of unbelieving devils. A little boy had it in his pocket for his lunch. Yeah, so it was very big like a motor car. Yes. And the little fellow was talking out on a wheelbarrow. But he had it in his pocket. And he borrowed the 5 bread and fed 5,000. I believe it with all my heart. God is God and he's a creator. Yeah. Why he cannot bring things into existence? They could more than do that. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, that will be a nice book. Yes, sir. Brother Branham, next man approached him. He says that if you are servant of God and you know all these things, why don't you multiply the bread again? And why don't you do this? Brother Branham says, as soon as we get rid of you formal fanatics, the church will be doing that again. He said, you formal fanatics is hindering this thing with your unbelief. And as soon as we get rid of you, we will be doing that again. Yeah, I believe it. We are going to multiply the bread again. We're going to speak things into existence because we are in contact with the 6th place and the 7th heaven. I just believe it. He's training up people right now, building up the people right now in faith by hearing the words of life. And right now, brothers and sisters, if God tells me go and raise 10 men down at the cemetery there, it won't surprise me. It won't alarm me. I will walk right down, and if I know that is God, I said, arise from the dead. It won't surprise me. They say, oh, look, 10 men raised. No, God is God. Yes, he's the resurrection and he's the life. Maybe tell me go down and raise 10 men, I will walk down calmly. My brother said, come and see, you ever see a dead race? Follow me. Let's go down to the cemetery. Call the villagers, tell them that God going to raise 10 men. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise from the dead. We are going to see some of these things in the days to come. Yes. God is still God. Yeah, God is still God. So, my brothers and sisters, Satan's kingdom, Satan's world, as we, you know, make known the title of the prophet, Souls That Are in Prison Now. Satan's world, I want to impress upon your minds again that hell is a prison house of lost spirits and souls. hell is a prison house of lost spirits and souls. So, whatever goes into that place called hell, which is the fifth dimension that people don't believe, but they have contacted hell, they claim, but we contacted hell a long time through the Word of God. We understand and we believe we don't need a scientific research. Hell does exist because our Lord spoke about hell. He went to hell and come back. He went to heaven and he came from heaven. So we don't have to get a scientific discovery of some kind. But hell is a prison house of lost spirits. And Satan's mission is to imprison the souls of men through deception, as we've seen in the Garden of Eden. All right? There are three other ways in which he imprisoned the souls of men. And Brother John, in 1 John 2, about the 15 to 17 verse, brought that out real good. He says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, yes, greediness, and pride of life. So now the greed of man, the appetite of man, uncontrolled appetite of man, takes him there. All right. So Satan's mission is to imprison the souls of men through deception. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Now, he was very successful in his mission for 6,000 years. The same things that carried the souls of men into the prison house of Satan back there in the beginning and throughout the ages is the same strategies and the same method that he is using today to imprison the souls of men. Now the prophet of God noticed that title real good. Souls that are in prison now. That is at the end of his ministry. That does not close the case. Souls from that time on keep on being imprisoned. But he's trying to get a certain point over. He's dealing with a certain amount of souls that was in prison in his day, in his time. Him bringing a message, and the message was rejected. So now there were living people upon the face of the earth, and there were dead people that was in the prison house of Satan. Now to show you how true this is, the mission of our Lord Jesus, he said that he was going to bring glad tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Captives. Satan had captives. And then he was going to set at liberty captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yes. Satan had the souls of men in prison. Jesus was sent to open up the prison. Not only that, but to set at liberty the captives. Now, you know where that was fulfilled? To set the captives free, the Old Testament saying. Yes, and Ephesians 4. He led captivity captives, and he gave gifts unto man. That connects with Psalm 24. And Psalm 24, my brother, he was leading these captives out of paradise. So there was a twofold mission. Our Lord was coming to complete the redemption of the Old Testament saints. And his ministry and his gospel was going to open the prison. Yes, and set the captive free. Now that proves that man was born by his sex boat into the prison house of Satan. Because he came to open the prison. He came to open the prison. Yes, and I will prove that in a minute. So, the message of the prophet souls imprisoned now include the souls of men who are hopelessly lost and men that are living upon the face of the earth today. And especially in that time that the prophet, preached to the people. So now, just let me give you a little pity here. Now, there are different categories. When we say lost, there are different categories of being lost. All right. And I will put it into two categories. Now, a man could be lost, and the next man could be hopelessly lost. Those are two different things. All right. Now, the whole world was born lost. I prove that. Because of the way that you came into the world by Satan's plan, you were boated into his kingdom, you were boated into the fifth dimension, and lived under the influence of the fifth dimension. Now, the fifth dimension is sin, unbelief, and death. Now, show me one human being outside of the Lord Jesus that did not manifest that. Sin? Huh? Unbelief? And the death. We went to the grave. Yes, they went to the grave. So now, that spells out the kingdom of Satan. That spells out the lost domain. That spells out the kingdom of the devil of lost souls. So now we had a connection with the lost dimension. Yes, sir. So notice those three words there. We had a sex boat, sex, sin, and the serpent. Relate those three together, as Brother Bob brought that out. He says sex, sin, and the serpent. These three S out here. The whole world was born lost. The Bible said in Revelation 13, and he deceived the whole world. All right. Now, because of the way that he was born, then all sonship was attributed to Satan. And you came under the influence of Satan, his demons. That is why you came into the world lying. That is why you came into the world as a sinner. That is why the first thing that you done was wrong. Yes, sir. So, the very evidence of what I am saying here is that you sin. Then he was born a sinner. People don't like to hear that. But that's the truth. The evidence of what I am saying, that he was born lost and you belong to that certain kingdom, is that because you commit sin. And you live in sin. And mankind is going to the grave. And all that kingdom has in it is sin, unbelief, and death. With enough pain and torment. So now man that is born upon the earth, his sonship was attributed to Satan. Yes, sir. Now, but among them, they are predestinated sons. Sons of God that are predestinated in their souls, but their bodies were born under Satan. But their souls are predestinated to God. And our Lord came and died upon the cross to redeem them predestinated souls. Now that is it. Now Satan's sons are also there, body and soul. Body, soul, and spirit, like Cain, they belong to him, and that's the seed of the serpent. That is not predestinated. Jude 1. tell us that these men were born under condemnation. In other words, they were born lost, and they will remain lost. Now, that's a horrible thing. And they manifest in a certain way. They manifest like their father. Jesus said, "Eat up your father, the devil, and his lust will you do." He was a liar from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth. That's the manifestation of Cain's seed. He could not abide in the truth that Abel was bringing from God. So now that's the manifestation of the devil. They could run along, my brother, for a few years, well, like Judas, 3.5 years, but he could not abide in the truth. The Pharisees had the law, but they could not abide in the truth. You see what I mean? The Pentecostals today that sat and heard the message of the prophet, they abide for a certain while. They follow the signs and the wonders, but they could not abide in the truth. All right? And people that rise up after they hear the truth from Bethlehem, my brother, and persecute it, they cannot abide in the truth. Then they are of their father, the devil. Now the scripture got to run right. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You've got to continue in the word. Now you could continue, Brother Satan could cause his children to continue in that word for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in this age that we are living. But then after that, they rise up and persecute that word of God. It shows who they are. It's a fearful thing I'm talking about. And then that person that persecutes that word of God is hopelessly lost. Hopelessly lost. Because the Bible said, "Woe unto him that called darkness light and light darkness. Woe unto him that called bitter sweet and sweet bitter." That's the end of that man. That is how you judge blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. That we won't get into that now. So, although these sons are attributed to Satan because of mother and father, the birth that you came to here, you had a predestinated soul. God supplied the soul. I say God supplied the soul. Satan supplied the body. Through a perverted act. Through his plan. Yes, but the soul is predestinated. Yes, and God alone could put the soul to death. So now, everything that goes into hell itself is lost forever. Lost just like Satan, like the demons. Lost, my brother, forever. There ain't no coming out of that place. No. So, this group here that was born through father and mother and populate the earth from Genesis come right up here. They are in a category of being lost. Every human being that is born on the earth is born lost. But, brothers and sisters, this group is born lost with a hope. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Isn't he fair? I believe he's more than fair. We was not responsible for the battle in heaven. We was not responsible for what went on in the Garden of Eden. We was not responsible for the original sinner. What will we be responsible for? We were born lost. my brothers and sisters, and God provided a way. All right? Then what is your responsibility then? Your responsibility is to accept your deliverance and salvation to be saved from that lost situation. So there was only one sin that you will answer for on the day of judgment, and that is the sin of unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Yeah. You will answer, why didn't you cherish that chance that the Lord gave you of being saved? All right. So here we are. So now, the people upon the face of the earth who have not heard the gospel and turned it down, friends, they are lost with a hope. And there are people upon the earth today, they are lost, but there is a hope for them. Look in the parables of our Lord. When they rejected the gospel, a certain number of people rejected the gospel, he said, go quickly to the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. There was a certain people upon the earth that had a hope. And I am telling you that this ministry got to go out. There is a revival going to come. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit will come. And the Lord will go and bring those from the highways and the byways, the maimed and the halted. All those things have spiritual application. You know, the maimed and the halted and the blind. Huh? And your arm chop it off and your eyes dig it out and your foot cut it off. Then the maimed and the halted and the blind, that is to come in the last day, has a meaning also. And that is, they are spiritually blind, spiritually maimed, spiritually halted. They are lost, lost, lost. Yes, but the Lord is going to give them, you know, redemption in the last day. My God, that is coming. I believe it. Yes, the prophet of God told Brother Borders, he said, don't you worry, Brother Borders, they will come out of the organization screaming by the millions. I believe it. God got to save some from this generation. This loving God cannot send 6 billion people right down to hell. He is going to redeem some. There must be a remnant out of that. All right, brethren. Now hear this, sir. There is a group in hell. In hell who have died and gone on. What I just spoke about is living people that has a hope. You gotta take that hope of glory while you are alive. For Christ is the hope of glory. You gotta accept that hope while you are alive. Now, if you come face to face with the truth, yes, sir, your conscience bearing you witness that you are a sinner, and you reject that, then you have turned down the hope of salvation. And you will be judged for that. Now, but there is a certain amount of people in the realms of the lost, and we went through that on the very first message. Right? And there could be billions of people down in there that have rejected the word of God and the prophet and the messengers of the age. Now those people came face to face with truth. And they rejected that and they slipped into hell at the time of, you know, their death. Not having a hope, turn down their hope, and their soul come out of their body and slip into that region of the loss. As the Bible said, this day thy soul is required of thee. Brethren, people are so lost. So lost. Yes. Yesterday, two souls was led to the Lord. I was after this man for about a year. And he sent for me. I never went. I never felt led of the Lord. And to show you how people are lost, lost, lost. And this man, two kidneys failed. He had to take dialysis 3 times a week at $800 and something. And from the time I met that man, he came over, met me, and I said, listen, you ever read the Bible? No. I said, you know you have a soul? No. You know it have a heaven and a hell? No, it's the first time when I read the Bible that I learned that. Yeah? 56 years of age. And that man is so open, and he's not helpless, still driving his motor car. I say, you have been thinking of what is beyond this and that. I say, in your condition, you must be thinking of what is beyond this and that. So that is the truth, brother. And that man was so open, and I started telling him about hell and heaven and all these things. I said, you want to confess your sin unto the Lord, and you want to be saved, you don't want to go to that place? He said, please pray for me. I want to confess my sin. I have a soul. There was a hell. Yes, sir. I say, read that, and you're going to see people that sit right in the church there, how they went to the borders of hell and come back. That man with all his heart, all his soul. Yes, sir. Big man, strong man. Yes, sir. Accepted the Lord. I prayed for his healing. Continue to pray for the man. May the Lord heal him. But you know that man behaved like he don't even care about the healing for his body. He was so desperate about his soul. And that made me so glad. And at the same time over there, I sent Daniel and Brother Soup. They were saying, go to the hospital. There was a young girl, one of my relatives. She drank poison, Gramazone. Bust up all her throat. Spitting and frothing. Doctor said she has 20% chances. Yes, sir. They went down there. And everybody was so respectful and happy. And the young lady accepted the Lord gladly with a smile on her face. Such is the mercy of our Lord. And that young girl, I understand, said that, I don't know that I have a soul. I don't know that I have a soul. And she's about 24. My brothers and sisters, people are lost, lost, lost. And many people do not know better. This ministry is coming to go out for them. Witness to everybody that you come in contact with. Don't take it for granted that they are evil and no good. And brother, you know, they are being punished of the Lord. Some of them are ignorant as the people of Nineveh. That don't know the left hand from the right hand. Reach every soul that you can. Yes, take a chance. Even though you get a rebuke, it's worth it. It's worth it. Yes, I can count on those 2 souls that were led yesterday evening to the Lord. It rejoiced my heart. Don't go that way, brethren. Don't go that way. I see a man scream for 21 days. Bawling at the top of his voice that was going to hell. Yes, he never slept for that 21 days, never ate any food, bawled on his bed and hold on to that bed, just crying and saying, look them there, they're coming to chain for me, look them there. And I was right at his side. By the mercy of the Lord, he got better and lived 15 more years. 15 more years. Yes, sir. Hell is a terrible place. That is not my subject. So friends, to prove that there is a bunch that went down to hell by the billions, you find that in 1 Peter 3:18 and 20. Jesus went down to these people and specified a bunch from the days of Noah, because that was the whole world except 8 people in the days of Noah. And these spirits, call them spirits, souls and spirits, you know, that was in prison. And Jesus went down there and witnessed souls in prison. Hear what Brother Branham said. Jesus was sent down there to haunt them. I couldn't believe that there were so many quotations on being haunted. He said, Jesus went to be a witness to them, to let them know that he was the Messiah, that it might haunt them. Yes, sir. And those people had 120 years to repent. Yes, sir. And they failed to repent. Now, I want you to get this good and solid. People are not going to hell because of Adam and Eve's sin, and they are not going to hell because when they were born here, they start living in sin and doing this thing wrong and doing the next thing wrong. My brother, they are not going to hell for that. They are going to hell for refusing to be delivered. Now, you see, like that young girl, if these young men had gone to that hospital, and she says that I am a Hindu, which she is, and she says, I don't want to hear nothing from you all, Christian. I don't want to hear nothing. My brother, she turned down her way of salvation. She will die right there. Now, but because she accepted the Lord forgave the little girl from the time that she was born up to the time that she is now. Forgive her immediately, even like the thief on the cross. Isn't he wonderful? That's just the power of the blood. The power of salvation. This man is 56. I said, listen to me. After you say the sinner's prayer and I pray for you, you're going to feel a weight leave you. I said, listen, you're going to forget your sickness because a certain joy will come in your heart. Yes, you will feel so happy and so contented to know where you are going after this. Yes, that you will forget your sickness. I see the man smile. When I finished praying, he smiled. Boy, actually, he looked so contented. Weight, sin, my brothers and sisters, is very weighty. The wages of sin is death. Yes, and a lot of problems in the world today, mental problems because of the sins of man. And they don't realize it. All the money that the psychiatrists making, psychologists, my brothers, the sins upon the people's heart. Man was not born to sin. But the psychologists don't touch that. Psychiatry don't touch that. No, friends. They can't touch that. But God could touch it. Yes, and drop the weight of sin. Yes, and I told that man there, I said, listen to me. I start serving the Lord from a young man. Yes, and I never regret it. Yes, and I feel so happy in serving the Lord. The man take out his eyes. He couldn't believe it. Yeah. Looking. I says, 40 years now I'm preaching the gospel. And I never regret that I'm happy in preaching the gospel. And I'm trying to win every soul to the kingdom of God. Yes. I look at me. Oh, my, I tell you. People are lost, brethren. Yes. I want you to catch me here, brethren. You are not going to hell because of your weaknesses. You are not going to hell because if you make this mistake and make that mistake. No, you are going to hell because you heard the truth and treat it like nothing. Turn it down and want to wallow in sin. Then there comes a time the Lord took you up. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart, for the Spirit of God shall not always strive with man. Yes, sir. He that has been often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be cut off, and that without remedy. That's what the Bible said. I believe that. All right. Let me, together with you, look into something here in a minute. Okay? So now, here today, right upon the earth, we have people that are lost beyond hope. Living people. And we have people that are lost with a hope. I will prove that to you after a while. I'll come back to that later. Okay? So I am showing you, but then if ever somebody enter into hell, after death, that's it. That is being hopelessly lost. So now this message of souls that are in prison now, all that the prophet was trying to bring out, friend, is that there are two groups of people that are eternally lost. One in the regions of the lost in hell, and one group is walking on the earth here today. That's so. A walking dead. Walking dead, and there was a lot of people like that on the earth. Just like Cain. Cain sinned before God and blasphemed his way. The Lord gave him a mark and extended his life. He was a walking dead. A walking dead. That is what you choose. You choose this world. In other words, Cain, you chose this world instead of eternal life and to do the sacrifice like your brother Abel. You were cursed from the earth. That was his curse. Cursed from the earth. Yes, sir. And I'm going to set a mark upon you that nobody must kill you. In other words, you choose that, I will give you to live a certain amount of hundreds of years. That will be your portion upon the earth. After that, you will enter into the regions of the lost. Be not envious at the wicked when he prospereth, for soon he shall be cut down as the grass. There we are, friends. All right, so now I'm going to come back to this now. I'm saying that one category here is that the whole world is born lost. Being born lost, my brothers, they have a chance to be saved. There is another group that is in hell who have died for rejecting the prophet, rejecting the word of God of the age. They are in hell and they are hopelessly lost. My God, we cannot imagine that. And there is a group upon the earth right now who is lost and they have a hope. And there is another group that is upon the earth here today that are hopelessly lost. Living people. And that message of Brother Branham was bringing out that fact. Souls that are imprisoned now. So now he tied that to the third fold. The third fold of the ministry. He said, the third fold is going to go out and witness to the souls that are imprisoned now. And that's the bride's ministry. We are going out there to witness to the souls that are imprisoned now, which is dead people. Living people. So now this is where they made the resurrection doctrine. After Jesus died, he went down into hell to witness to the souls that was in prison. So now when Brother Branham died, they think that all now he is witnessing to the souls that are in prison, like Jesus did. And when he is finished there, he will come up back in a certain ministry. It's a lie of the devil. Yes, that's a lie of the devil. Brother Branham was talking about living people, friend. Brother Branham is up in his house up there with his wife and his daughter. Yes, sir. There, right now, he's nowhere in hell witnessing to the souls that are in prison. No. And he's not coming back here with any kind of a ministry. All right, so I'm going to pick up this back here now. There are two classes of people living on the earth today. One has a hope, and they are lost, and there is one that is hopelessly lost. And the prophet of God was talking about these people, souls that are imprisoned now. Living people. That is the meaning of that message preached to the people. All right. I want to deal with a little question here. What caused such people in the days of Noah and from the time of Genesis up to the time that Jesus went down to hell and preached to them, what caused such people such a hopelessly lost state and condition? What caused them that? And if we could see what caused them that, then we could apply it here today. And escape hell. Or you could choose to go to hell. If you want to go to hell, listen to the message I preached there, how to be lost and go to hell. The plan is right there. Yeah. Brethren, let me say here, and let me take Noah and that age as a title. Because Jesus specified that, Peter specified that. Because that was not 2 cent people going down there, friend. That was the whole world, with the exception of 8 people in the days of Noah, destroyed by water. And I believe that Peter emphasized that because of the volume of people who went down in hell. And another reason that I will take that is because as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. All right. Friends, I believe that what caused the people to enter into the regions of the lost and be hopelessly lost is the same thing that will cause mankind to enter into that region of the lost and be hopelessly lost. And Brother John gave us that whole thing there. He said, a lust of the eyes, that the sons of God fell by the daughters of men. The lust of the flesh, the lust of what? The eyes and the pride of life. These 3 things. And I will sum up those 3 things in a message that I preached before. And that is the appetite of sin. And I prove that every human being that goes to hell because of an uncontrolled appetite. In other words, greediness. God gave a man a wife, he won 10. Having food and raiment, let us be contented therewith. A man wants to be a billionaire. Appetite. God designed the natural use of the woman. A man wants to be a homosexual. Appetite. Now study that very carefully. Every woman and every man that goes to hell, a certain appetite carry them to hell. God gave you young people a chance and he made a way for your passions. Marry a sister. Sister, wait upon the Lord until the Lord send this husband for you. Greediness. Appetite. Yes. And he said that he would not suffer you to be tempted more than you could be. But a man wants to cross that. So it's the appetite. So now because of these appetites, these people in the past ages, they yielded to the demonic realm that was enticing them by enticing spirits. And they became servants of sin. All right. So now the same demon that was loosed upon the earth in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the same demons that are loosed today upon the earth, is the same demons that was loosed in the days of Noah. Hell had emptied the contents to meet the population. And that is as they hardened their heart to the message of Noah, God keep on extending the bounds of these demons. And they fell through perversion and mixed marriage with the seed of the serpent and the sons of God. Yes. That is what happened there. So now Jesus could have compared the days of Noah with this day today, because demon power hit the whole earth. And in that time, God sent a prophet. He sent a message. He sent a warning, like he sent Malachi for today. Like he sent a message. The people supposed to have heeded that message. Demon power was loose. Now, to save me the time, read Romans 1 and see the punishment that the Lord put upon the generation for rejecting his word and not retaining God in their knowledge. What is it? Sexual immorality. To dishonor their bodies amongst themselves. Men with men and women with women, working that which is unseemly, and receiving that just recompense in their flesh. Now that's the very picture of the days of Noah. That's the same picture that we are having here today. You're talking about goodly young men. Now maybe you never thought of this. We thought about 8 people were saved in the days of Noah. I want to ask you how many people came in contact with Noah's message and belonged to his church for the 120 years. You think it was just dry, 8 people coming to church every day and going out? No, my brothers and sisters, you had 3 kinds of believers. And amongst them 3 kinds of believers, brother, there was people that swear that Noah was a man sent from God, and they believed that message. They will go on to the end. They testified about it. They prayed about it. They fasted about it. Noah could not have a big church enough. But time was the factor. Yes, time was the factor. As the time starts going on, people become bright. They become defiant. Yeah, 3 kinds of believers. And this is what is going to carry them to hell. Listen, although they came under the preaching of Noah, friends, and a lot of them built on the ark. You know how many people lay bricks here, and they are not here tonight? You know how many men plastered them walls, and they are not here today? You have entered into the labors of other men. You know how many men build benches to sit down, and they are not here tonight, and they are sitting on a bar stool? Do you know how many men work on the yard and do everything? And we have a church probably as big as this that is outside there. And we have, my brother, one that is going to heaven already. And we have some brothers and sisters that are walking dead, who have blasphemed their way because of their attitude. All right. Now these people had known the truth. Why would the Lord specify to Peter about the people that was in the days of Noah, while the long suffering of the Lord waited in the days of Noah? Why should the prophet say that he went there to let them know that he is the Messiah to hunt them? They are hunted for 2,000 years with the presence of that Messiah. In other words, their doom was confirmed. They wasn't too sure, but when Jesus went there, their doom was confirmed. Yes, sir. They heard about the Messiah coming. Yes, and 120 years is not just a few months, you know, friends. 120 years. Imagine Noah's throat. Imagine Noah's hammer. Imagine Noah's labor. Imagine Noah's pleading. Yes. And these people had been hardening their heart, and you had 3 kinds of believers sitting right there. It could have ended up in the millions, just as millions followed William Branham today. Where are they? How many has the truth? They turn into a bunch of heretics. They have gone the way of Sodom. They are drifting, my brother, with the speed of so-called Pentecost. Talking about a message. Now, don't get that picture, 8 people and it was a dry little church. No. You had great men, politicians. You had great men that was convicted. You had great men that attended that church. You had great men that was willing to tote lumber on their backs. Oh, yes, put nails in there. Here, no, we bring a box of nail. Yeah. Oh, no, we bring some food over. Oh, yes, real brothers, real sisters, friend. But at the time start going on, they get bright. Oh, they want to become businessmen. Oh, they want to get this. They want to be rich. They want to be this. They want more wife. Sons of God, so the daughters of men. That sons of God means that they were Seth's children. Yes, related to Adam. Yes, sir. You are not a son of God until you are born again. That is how you become a son of God. You must be born again. Yes. When Jesus came here, he was the only one. The only son God had was Jesus. Yes. And he was so great that he tried to make other sons of God. Yes. By the born again experience. Oh, my. How wonderful. So now there we are. And now these people that was convicted was not converted. Now you could be convicted but not converted. Conviction is one thing, but conversion is another thing. And these people was convicted. And no doubt they follow Noah for 50 years, 99 years, 119 years. Proclaiming that that was the truth and testifying. It was a great scientific age. My Lord. You're talking about women stripping themselves, nakedness. You're talking about filthiness. You're talking about fornication. You're talking about adultery, homosexuality, perversion. You're talking about pornography. You're talking about stripteasers, as it was in the days of Noah. Jesus cannot go wrong. And those people, because hell was loosed upon the face of the earth. They leaned towards the realms of the devil. Yes, and they were living atop. It was taking too long for the promise of God to come. Yes, sir. Now, many of them was ambitious. Pride full in their heart. Lust. Yes, sir. Now, whenever a person gets like that, friends, they're going to get into trouble. When you become unforgiving, when you become hateful, when you intend to carry an offense to the end, you're going to sell your soul for it. You don't want to lose at all. You know, there are people, brother, although they're wrong, they want to win. And you settle the matter now, they're going to raise it up tomorrow. A year after, they're going to raise it up again. And they're going to raise it up after 5 years. Now that is pride that want them to win. Yeah. The prophet's wife come down to that time of life one time. And she had fusses, and one of the daughters had some fusses. You know. And Brother Branham said something that was very meaningful there. And he met his young daughter, and he said, "Let us help mommy." "How to help mommy?" He said, "Let mommy win. Let mommy win." Brothers and sisters, that makes so much sense. In that time of life, that woman cannot, she went out, you know, her mind is confused and everything. And here, the daughter was trying to win. Mother was trying to win. Brother Branham secretly said, "Let mommy win." And that helped that situation. Let mommy win. He was in that situation. Now, brothers and sisters, but there are people that are not in menopause, but they want to win. And some men behave worse than women. Yeah, they were to raise up an argument tomorrow. Everything, keep on going. Yeah, prove their point. They cannot prove it to nobody, but argue in themselves, fed up in themselves. They have a nature like that. They have natures like that. Now, these people, the reason that they went to the regions of the lost and were hopelessly lost, friends, is because they rejected the word of God, knowing that it was the truth. Yes. And the tactics that Satan worked upon them. Now, when you are not sold out for the word of God and you have pride and lust and you are catering to that, friends, it's most likely you will cater to a heretic. Now, you see some people that want to leave the church because of lust. Brother, automatically the ears will be open up to somebody that is running down the pastor. Now understand this deep psychology. Now they want a reasonable excuse to leave. But what happened? The real thing is down in there. They want fornication. They want adultery. They want a minister. They want a dancer. Yeah, they want the television. They want to be free with their mouth, cuss when they want. I'm talking about girls too. They want to drink. They want to smoke. They want to be like the young girls. Now, when you get like that, the devil is going to send a mount. And he's going to give you a trial of your life. So people today, right, the same kind of people you have today is the same kind of people you had in the days of Noah. They want to make an excuse and blame the pastor when they leave. They want to blame the deacon. They want to blame a brother. Yeah. They want to blame a sister. They want to blame the church. So when they leave now, they will say, a bunch of hypocrites down there. But like I said the other night, they are the hypocrites. And you know, while they are saying that, there is a registration down in their heart that they are saying wrong. And they are saying something against their conscience. I'm showing you why the whole world went to hell in the days of Noah. They know that Noah spoke the truth. They know he was a righteous man. But because they were self-willed, self-opinionated, self-led, and because of that, they wanted their appetites full. Yeah, so they got to find fault with Noah. Yeah. So, they will speak something like this. They will speak, my brothers and sisters, negative things about Noah. And the devil always send a mouth to suit that person. And that person will be body with that kind of a fella. If you have a sex spirit bothering you, and you have a fornicative, adulterous spirit, that is the friend that you would like to be around. If you're a gossiper, that's a friend that you would like to be around. If you're a man of money, then you want to follow men of money. If you're a hateful person, you want to hear a critical mouth. That will be your body. Now these people went to hell because they know that Noah was a servant of God, and they continue to listen to an evil tongue against Noah. Yes, I'm telling you, it was a big congregation. Yes. And they will talk something like this. Noah thinks that he knows everything. He's a Noah. Noah thinks he knows everything. Yeah. That is, you don't hear his name? Noah is a revelation, you know. Noah thinks he knows everything, so they name him Noah. Yes. Now when that hypocrite that had offended with somebody who loved adultery and was after a woman other than his wife would gladly hear that tongue. The real problem was not Noah. The real problem was this nasty spirit inside of there. Yeah. The nasty spirit that is down inside of there. He's praying for his wife to die to get a next woman. Yeah. And he got a critical amount to show that the word was not inspired, and Noah, he not grow so great after all. And if he's not so great after all, then I have a right to leave the church. I really thought Noah was somebody. Yeah. In other words, don't you say when you see when everybody say amen, I don't say nothing. Yeah, because sooner or later Noah will be exposed. Noah will be exposed. You're going to see what happened in Noah's church. See the spirit? Yeah. You're going to see what happened. You're going to see what happened in Noah's church. Sooner or later when you hear the Mark bus, you're going to come to find out that Noah is a thief of money. Yeah. And he given all his sons the money. Yeah. Spirit of the devil, them spirits don't die. Them spirits don't die, boy. Prophet of God said, the devil takes his man, but never his spirit. The devil takes his man, but never his spirit. And he said, God take his man, but never his spirit. So there was always a witness of God on the earth because of that. There was always a true witness upon the face of the earth. Because God take his man, but never his spirit. And the devil take his man, but never his spirit. That is why we always have the scribes and Pharisees sitting and trying to find fault with the word of God. Now this thing that I am telling you, friend, is leading to blasphemy and is going to lead these people into the prison house of Satan where Jesus was going to witness to them after 2,000 years. This kind of operation here, this kind of exception from a critical mouth. Yes. Noah thinks he knows everything. Yeah. You know what I feel? There's an intellectual age there. You know what I think? That Noah, I sit down and hear him carefully for 30 years. And you know what I conclude? That Noah has a cult. Noah is a cult. It's really a cult. And he's brainwashing the people. Yeah, he said that he's inspired, but he's not inspired. He is brainwashing the people. Yes. And beside that, I warn my wife not to swallow everything that Noah has to say. Canal. Intellectual. Yeah. Appetites of the world. Yes, a man selling the word of God for the appetites of the world. These are the things that cause those people to be in that realm. And every time they listen to that critical mouth and that heretic mouth, they lean towards hell. They're already born with a lean, they're born lame. Yes. And every time they hear that mouth, they lean. And the more they lean, is the more anointed they become of the devil. And they become more careless with their mouth. Yeah. And they will say things like that. You think I am afraid of Noah? Huh? Everybody is afraid to say any little thing about Noah, but I ain't afraid of Noah. You're a devil, you're going to find out what you're afraid of. Huh? They had enough to fear when they went down to hell, though. They scream at the top of the voice when they heard the Messiah come down in there. Yeah. I ain't afraid of Noah. Everybody's afraid of Noah. When he preached, everybody's saying amen and amen. Yeah. But I check everything out. Because I realize that he's brainwashing the people. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, if you think that way of this ministry here, it's not a brainwashing, it's a heart washing. Yeah. It's a heart washing. Yeah, I'm preaching a gospel where blood is dripping out of it. And we are washed by the blood of the Lamb. We have found a plan to the blood. Imagine a man could stand aside and call this brainwashing, brother. Huh? Brainwashing causing people to dress right. Not a smoke. Commit adultery. Cuss. Lie. Thief. Murder. Huh? my brother putting out homosexual from the church. Standing up for the word of God. People living clean. And this is a brainwashing. Everybody that say that knows that that is wrong. But they use that as a tool to draw disciples after them. To show that they know something too. God will curse them for that. This is not a brainwashing, it's a heart washing. Yeah. When you start listening to a critical amount like that, you're going into the region of the lost. Yeah. Same kind of a spirit. Well, we better not hear everything that that man has to say. You know, check out everything. Better check it out. Check out Noah. Noah was very, very, very simple. Noah's message was very simple. Repent, get into the ark. Otherwise, you're going to die. All that I am saying is that God sent a prophet with a message. Get the outpouring, otherwise you're going through the tribulation. That is all. Oh, yes. How many a man predict the fall of Noah? I give him 10 years. I give him 5 years. And you will see his cause will be exposed. The more they do that, is the more that Noah prospered. Is the higher the ark went. 3 stories going up. And the longer the ark get, 600 feet. The best designed ship in the world is 600 feet. Any ship that they built more than 600 feet, Brother Joe, had problems with it, and the great Titanic sink under the water. Under the water. And they prove, science prove, that the best designed ship must be built 600 feet. That is exactly what Noah... Well, who could build a more perfect ship than God? You want to tell me that God gave the instruction to Noah step by step how to build that, and man going to find a better way? No, sir, it goes to show he was not a perfect God. So all the ships that they built after that, it sank beneath the sea, and they had much trouble with it. Now, them spirits in the days of Noah is now upon the face of the earth. Now, when you see people backslide and go out of the church, you don't worry yourself to death about them, you know. It's hypocrisy carried them there. They heard the same gospel you heard. The same anointing you feel. They gave the same testimony that you gave. Come on, brethren. They, my brothers and sisters, testify about the servant of God. Testify about the word. They are the ones that stand up and say how lost they were. And how unhappy they were. Yes, sir. And after some years, my brother, you see, they pull away and they start finding fault with the word of God. They're a bunch of hypocrites. That hypocrisy is carrying them to the regions of the lost. Don't be stupid and run your blood to water. And then when people walk out of here and brothers and sisters just go out and speak evil, you think Bruce losing any rest? No, sir. I take my 5 hours nightly, and that is sufficient for me. If I go to sleep, my brothers, 10 o'clock, at the end of 5 hours, my eye open up. That's it. If I go to sleep 11 o'clock, 5 hours after that, there is a time setting in my head. The rest of the time is for God. Yes, a man don't need more than 5 hours in this life. You're oversleeping. 5 hours is sufficient sleep. Don't you know the Bible says that sleep is death? Boy, I tell you, I was thinking about the sleeping. Think with me. A man going to choose to sleep every day 8 to 10 hours. Multiply that by 365. Don't you realize that a man is asleep 1/3 of his life? 1/3 of his life, the man was sleeping. But that's a terrific thing. That is why in the new world, for the bride, there will be no sleeping. Eternal life. Yeah, we won't get tired. We won't depend upon sleeping to restore our energy. Yeah? That happens with this body that Satan give way. Yeah, the way that we were born, we have to sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep. Yes, sir. 5 hours is just enough for you. Get up and shine. Read your Bible. Sing unto the Lord. Pray unto the Lord. That's what you need to do. Too much of sleeping and less praying. Yeah. All right, I'll put that in the scripture now, my brothers and sisters. Lord just brought that to my mind. The problem with the apostles was sleep. He put them to pray. Right? What put you to sleep in the church? The devil. Yeah. He wake them up again. Wake them up. You say you couldn't wait 1 hour and pray with me? I'm ready to perish. I'm ready to die. You couldn't pray 1 hour with me? That's the kind of a man you are. You say, go ahead, sleep, sleep, sleep. Sleep. You say your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Go ahead, sleep, brethren. I'm about ready to perish. Yes, sir. Now, brethren, this is reality, what I am talking about here. They predict the fall of Bethel many times too, you know. And notice that all these heretics that raise up, the brawling preacher, Absalom, I run out of name, Miriam, and Paham, and all these gods, this was the condition of their heart. And they predict the fall of Bethel and the fall of Bruce. But the more they wish us that, the more we shine. The more we shine. Now, some of them sit down there and they're waiting. They're going to see. They say, they're going to see what will happen to the church. You will see what happened to Bruce. Maybe you're planning to kill me. Nah? But you can't put your finger on me till God give you permission. Yeah? The Lord said, my brother, to Pilate, he said, you have no power over me, sensei, unless it was given thee from above. No man has any power over Dalton Bruce until God give him that power. I'll preach the gospel as long as I live. I will lick up homosexual, adultery, fornication, thieves and liars. Though they put me in jail, I shall preach in that jail. And I know that I am not alone. The Lord is growing a crop in the back part of the desert for the last great kill. Yes, he's training the people to meet the challenge of the hour. Just like David met the challenge of the hour. Yeah, what do I care about courthouse and what do I care about judges? What do I care, my brothers and sisters, about persecution? I rejoice and I'm exceedingly glad. Yeah, so when men persecute me. Yes. You think that's a sermon? I know sermon. That is from my heart. Yeah, sir. And now these souls cater to evil. After they heard the message of Noah, the message of the hour, brothers, they sat down and heard the word of God, then listened to heretics as the people of the message today start following heretics of all kinds around the world. Yes, sir. And rejected the word of God. So now they are souls that cater to evil. People look for excuse against the word. Yes. To fulfill their lust. Then they start hearing a devil that is anointed. Do you know that there are some people happy that their mother backslide? They are happy that their mother backslide. Because it was in their heart all the time to commit fornication and wear pants and live it up. So from the time mother backslide, they run across there, they wear pants too. You're Jezebel, you! Had to deal with a case recently like that. Jezebel went out there wearing pants with the mother. Whatever the mother doing, maybe he's mad and out of her head. because she was a mad woman, and you want to follow a mad woman and live in fornication with a young boy under the word of God. God will curse you all unless you repent and straighten that thing out. Yes. Then on top of that, people try to help you and you're more bad than them. Yes, break up and fling things in the house. I want my cell phone. I want my cell phone. I want my cell phone. They're mad. You better humble your heart, otherwise your soul going out to hell. What is your purpose of coming back here? You better prove it. Yes, people look for excuse. They like if father backslide. Yeah. And father starts speaking evil against the word. Oh yes, they open the air. Because it is in their heart to do wickedly, nasty people. And they start listening to father backslidden talk. And they say, you know, daddy, that is the truth. That is the truth. You know, I was looking at brother Noah a long time. You know, my spirit never blend with that man. Why you testify about it? Why you testify? Why you come up on the pulpit and praise everything for 5 years and 10 years? And then grow like a dog after that. You have a Nila Karam. How about you are? Indian people have a word when you become ungrateful. They say you're a Nira Karam. Yes, and that's Pandey word there. That is what he said, you're ungrateful fellow, you. Yes, and that is what happened to people. You give them food. My brother, you nourish them. You give them counsel. Yes, in the time when they was ready to be swallowed up, yes, and die under rock and roll music, they come here, my brother, limbering. Yes, they hear the gospel. Oh my, they come up, my brothers and sisters. But after 5 years, after 10 years, it's a cult. The reason you're swallowing that, because you have a snake in you that loved the world. That is why, repent or perish. Your heart is being revealed. Yes. Same kind of a pornography that was back in the days of Noah is the same pornography that is eating up the people today. Yeah. They go to see the nasty thing and then come and sit in the house of God. Yeah, blue movies. Nasty things. A person that could look at them perverted sex on a film, you have a snake in you. Looking at lesbian act, looking at homosexual act, that devil will get in you. You will lean towards that kingdom of the lost. Oh my. So friends, the reason why them bunch of people was lost, and Jesus went to even hunt them with his words, because they were such a bunch of unbelievers and make-believers and bunch of devils, that after they testified that Noah was a man of God and he had the truth, they turned it down, spit in the face of God, spurn his grace, spurn his mercy. God gave them a certain time to live, 120 years. And after that, he sent a flood. The flood was not a bad thing, boy. Brother Chandler, the flood was not a bad thing. Brother Corton, the flood was not a bad thing. The bad thing was when they drowned and they start choking. They continue to choke up to today. They entered into the region of the lost and they remain in a choking condition. And that is how Brother Branham seen them. Women down inside of there. And that is how they fall in there tonight. Bruce, that's one of the brainwashing, you know. Then Jesus brainwashed the people when he said, the worms dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. That is brainwashing. He's saying there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. What he meant by that? So you call in the Bible false, then? Then you don't believe what is written in the Bible. You're dead hypocrite, you. Why you get baptized? You're hypocrite. Why you come in here and leave your Baptist church, leave your Pentecostal church, leave your religion to come and follow the word of God, and now it turned out to be wrong? You're a devil. You have a serpent down inside of you. Same thing they've done about Brother Branham. Same thing I'm saying about Noah is the same thing they've done towards Brother Branham. They hailed Brother Branham, Brother Jackson. They hailed him for years. Mighty man of God. Mighty man of God. Mighty man of God. Man with a pillar of fire. Go and see the net, dear brothers and sisters, of what them Pentecostals had to say about Brother Branham. He was used of God as no other man in this age. This is the Noah bunch. This is that Noah bunch. And that Noah bunch, friends, that did that and find fault with the word that they say was true. I'll stop here for a moment. Those little things was the blasphemy. Those things was the blasphemy. Yeah. But a man can see all of that and repent. He better repent very quick before the Lord cuts him off. And within that 120 years, there was some that was cut off for blasphemy in the very first year. And it was a living bunch of people that was lost before they went to hell. And another bunch was cut off in 10 years. And another bunch was cut off in 15 or 20 years. And upon the earth, friend, there was a bunch of people that was living people that was cut off for their blasphemy. And they were bearing certain fruits and they became the enemy of Noah. Those were the bunch that was persecuting Noah and trying to sue Noah at the court. Those are the same bunch, my brother, pelting the ship with rotten egg and rotten tomatoes. Yeah. Those are the same ones that form gangs and persecute Noah as a heretic and propagate that's a cult down there. You think it's too sending that Noah went through? Fighting against the whole world? What did it? Unbelief and the appetites of man. They didn't want to live that holy life, friend. Don't you bother about nobody that get up and walk away from the word of God. This is sad to say. You have 5 children and 2 might be seeds of disappointment. I know that's a hard thing to believe in. But if they manifest the works of the serpent, they are seeds of the serpent. Your father might be a seed of the serpent. Your mother might be a seed of the serpent. Your neighbor might be a seed of the serpent. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus said, you think I have come to put peace upon the earth. But nay, rather a sword. From henceforth a man foe shall be them of his own household. There was a prophet one time that had 2 sons, Esau and Jacob. One was a serpent seed and one was a child of God. There was a woman that had 2 children one time. One named Cain and one named Abel. One was a serpent seed and one was a child of God. Pray for everybody, believe for everybody. But brothers and sisters, there was a manifestation of all of this. And when they manifest the works of the devil, they are of their father the devil. I'm saying that while Noah preached the gospel, there were people there who had been cut off before the flood. Yes, and they leaned towards the kingdom of God and they were demonized from hell. And they were just walking robots upon their ready for the lake of fire, ready for the realms of hell. And the flood was not the bad thing. The flood, my brother, just took away their bodies. But what happened is their souls was cut off while they was living by giving their air to unbelief. Yes, friend. And when Noah will preach against that, against blasphemy, against being cut off, they're trying to fool somebody else. He's trying to frighten us or something. Don't let Noah frighten you. and people behave like that, they are already cut off. And the devil have them sit down right in that congregation as a tool, as a hunted soul, to fight the ministry. This gospel ain't no 2 cent business. Better pinch your conscience. Yes, when you have evil down in there, you will give your mouth to these kinds of critical mouths. You turn against your own conscience. You disobey your own conscience. You get a little tired. Let's preach the gospel a little bit. The voice will be silent after a little while. Yes. Now, my brothers and sisters, pride causes a man to interpret the word. Pride, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, caused all these heretics in this day of Noah to interpret the word of God. They want to show that they know something too. Yeah. You know what was the big problem in that intellectual age? Pride. They couldn't bear to sit under a farmer. And they were great scientists. How much education Noah has? What a school he come from? What a degree he has? You must realize that I have a degree. You know, I ain't no stupid man. You're a dotish man. You ain't stupid, you're dotish. Yeah. Your intellectualism cannot figure the word of God. Your wisdom descends from the earth and is devilish. That's what the Bible said. James about the 4th chapter. My wisdom descends from heaven. Yes, sir. There's 2 different kind of wisdom. Oh, yes, sir. Now, people think like that. Them spirits, my brother, never died. They are coming up right up here. Same kind of a sodomy, same kind of lesbianism, same kind of a pornography, same kind of adultery, same kind of a pride, some kind of a lust. It's the same generation, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. Them barrage of demons that existed back there, they are here today. Right upon the face of the earth, carried this whole world into the lake of fire. People don't want to hear. Go ahead, you're not born for it. Oh, yes, sir. They rejected the word against their conscience. When you reject the word against your conscience because of offenses, hatred, malice, you know what you're heading for? Sodom. Sodom? Because I'm offended and I have a little malice in my heart? Hold a minute. Prophet of God said that poison, acid of jealousy and malice will drive Christ out of your life. When that drives Christ out of your life, who will come in? When that happens, you will feel justified in committing fornication and living in adultery and blame it on the preacher and blame it on the brother. You know why I leave that church? I leave that church because of Micah. You're going to tell God that. You're a big hypocrite here. Yeah, you will tell God that. You know why I leave that church? It's because of Bruce. You'll tell God that you might get away, you big hypocrite, you. You'll leave the church because of your stinking adultery. Down in your soul, they want an ex-wife. Yeah, the one that you get is too old. And she knows get too long and she keeps coming out. You want a beautiful face, you hypocrite, you. Let that fit wherever you did. Days of Noah are here, same thing. Why Abraham reject the word of God? Up to the last period, he said, if ever I leave this church, I will never leave this church because of the word. I will still believe the same thing. I have no problem with Bruce. I have no problem with the word. Yes, I have a little problem with a few people in here. That hypocrite. Where is his word now? Where is his word? You know why he left the word? Perversion. Homosexuality. there. And there is about, my brother, 8 to 10 witnesses of men that he attacked in the same fashion. And 3 or 4 of these men are unsaved. So where is his problem now? Baham 1906. Same spirit. May God take that Baham, my brothers and sisters, but them spirits sit in the world here today. Oh, yes, sir. So now what caused a man to make interpretation there, out in India, out in Africa, in the United States? Hear what I'm saying. What caused a man to make an interpretation? Pride. Yeah, he's jealous. Yeah, he thinks that he's smarter than Brother Branham. Brother Branham went to school, in just elementary school. And he's great theologian, the study there. Yes, and then they send him on down in an envelope. This is what we think of you, William Branham. But God think the world of him. And God told him, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, yes. I want to show brothers and sisters that they know something too. You know what caused men to leave the church many times? They leave the church, but they cannot bear to know that that man is saying things that they never know. Yeah. One man tell me over the telephone, I have a problem, Brother Bruce. And that is, you mean to say that a man cannot be more spiritual than his pastor? That is what you said. I said, no. A man cannot be more spiritual than his pastor. Oh, yeah. He's angry about that. Because he has education. And he thinks that because of his education, he must be able to figure out the Bible. And he bite the dust. Bite the dust. Yeah, arguing with Brother Branham, what Brother Branham says. Yes. Arguing, my brothers and sisters, the prophet said this and the prophet said that. Yeah. And stamp out of the church, quarrel and fuss because he hears something preached that he don't understand. Now that will get you anointed by the devil. And as you continue with that attitude, you get demon possessed. And when you go listen to a critical mouth like that, you will get possessed too. But Abraham said, the people take one another's spirit instead of the Holy Spirit. That's the Bible. Huh? And Eve went down there and she took the serpent spirit. Come on. And then she brought it home and she passed on the spirit to Adam. That spirit is still in the world today. Come on, all that I'm saying here is the truth. Yes, you better check Bruce, you know. You don't take everything that Bruce say. Everything that I speak from the Word of God is 100% right. And I challenge any man to come and show me where I have contradicted the Word of God and the message of the hour. All that I say is the truth. And it's the message of the hour. We have 100% truth. If we don't have 100% truth, we shut the church down. But we have 100% truth. And the Holy Ghost is bearing witness to the truth that we preach. Jump high, jump low, this is the truth. Follow your heretic if you want, go ahead and die. Go down to hell too. Join the people from the days of Noah. Yes, I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. I'm talking about devil spirits. Of the devil. Yes, my brothers, we're going to close just now. Yes, sir. Yeah, people still have their Baptist hangover. Under this word of God, they still have their Baptist hangover. They dream something. They have a vision. They have a sensation. My brother, they put an interpretation to it. Baptist hangover. Let me tell you something. All your vision, all your dream, if you don't have a prophet to interpret it, you don't suppose to even open your mouth. Unless it's a plain dream. Yes. All these sensations, watch it. It is going to take you into the realms of the devil. And slip you into the kingdom of the devil. I know what I'm talking about. Slip you, I have a lot of that for the past years. Too much to get into. Yes, and there are people that have dreams and will go over some sensation and they tell a group of people. Yes? Like somebody run over. They said, that sister had a great, great experience, Brother Bruce. Yeah? I said, what is it? He said, a voice tell her, sit down right there and don't get up. And she sit for half an hour and nothing say nothing. I said, Deborah. Yeah. I said, why didn't she run to her pastor and tell her pastor what happened to her? You have some kind of a desire to be over spiritual. You need to shut up with your sensation. Shut up with your dream. Shut up with your vision. We are past that stage here in Bethel. We are after the word of God. All them Baptist superstition we leave behind. All them Pentecostal superstition we leave behind. Yeah. People getting these kinds of dreams and vision and telling one another. Yeah, they dream the pastor in black so he looked like a backslider. Oh, yes. Oh, that's a sensation. Baptist hangover. Yeah. You know what I dream about the pastor's wife? Huh? I believe she was all in black. Yeah. Like Paham wife said down for years, we had the picture of the cloud. I don't suppose one here and one day, remember? You know why I moved that? For years she sat right there and she said, Brother Bruce, I'm seeing your face in the picture. I said, my face is not there. So I keep checking her for months. I say, you still seeing it? She said, yes, I'm seeing your face every day I come. I said, go in the back and sit down. But that woman get mad because they remove her from her seat. She make a big scandal, pride in the heart. She still seen the picture, although we step her back. I said, take the picture and move it in the back. Where she cannot see my face. There's a devil. That's the same woman used to run the church by dreams down there. Yes. You see, you don't know certain inside things when you see it explode. I don't believe in making people public example. I want to help them along the way until they manifest who you are. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, my brother, I have too much just to say here. But bear with me. Bear with me. Now, I have to bring out something very important here. And that is for the past 25 to 30 years, I had to deal with these cases. And that is there are sex spirits that are loosed upon the earth today in a different fashion that many people have never experienced. Now, you heard this testimony of our brother here, and he had personal experiences with those sex spirits. Now, they are so filthy and nasty that he could not go into details. But you are talking about experiences in the spiritual world where they brought his own mother to him, his own children to him, man to him. Yes. And that act happened in the spiritual world. He tried everything to escape those demons. And only the Lord Jesus Christ was able to deliver him. All right. Now, certain women that I dealt with here and abroad. Beloved, there is something moving upon the face of the earth today, which is a sex spirit. Now, one man heard that in this church. He was mad vexed when he finished here, brother, testimony. So intellectually and such a fool. Yes, I hear him quarreling. He say, imagine, a spirit could do that with a man. I never even opened my mouth to say anything. I say, what a carnal fool. Trying to figure out the gospel, with his intellectual brains. Yeah, mad vexed. Now, I want to tell you something. That is possible. And I believe it. Amen. To begin with, many demons are sex demons. The only thing that they don't have is a body to perform the act. You understand what I'm saying? How many believe a demon can make you feel pain? Now, think of what I'm saying, Robert. You ever heard the stories, my brothers and sisters, of demons making you feel pain? And Baptist people notice and say, I got a spirit lash. was a demon in Legion. They didn't make him cut himself. Huh? Are those things true? Can a demon inflict pain? When it come down into your soul, can it inflict pain on your head, a demon-possessed body? Like if a knife is inside of there, and was Legion screaming day and night? The demons was tormenting him. Now let me give you the answer to that. The same demon that could cause you to feel pain could cause you to feel joy. And sexual sensation, to be exact. So all unbelievers need to shut their mouth. Yes. And get rid of the carnal head. The same devil that could inflict pain is the same devil that could come and cause him to feel sensation. But with that sensation, they cannot have a baby. Because it never came through the human male instrumentality. And friends, I had to deal with these things in time past. Women felt actual male come and sit on the side of the bed. Troubled those women for years. One person confessed to me that I accepted it, and I had an affair for several years with this being. She explained all what happened, just like an act of marriage. I said, why is it that you tolerated that? I said, don't you know that that is adultery? Confess that. Others resisted it. Others, my brothers and sisters, fellowship with this demon. One woman come and confess that to me. I said, don't you be afraid of this? No, I'm not afraid of it. He comes in your bedroom when my husband is not home. He stands in a corner. He come to me. We have fellowship. We have a certain time. I said, that's the devil. You ought not to fellowship with devils. All right, I pray for her, devil leave her. You know what happened? A few weeks after that, she come back and tell me that the devil come back. I said, how he come back? I said, you invite him back. He said, well, Brother Bruce, I was feeling very lonely, and my husband this, and my husband that, and I accepted him. I said, you're a filthy adulteress. Left her husband for that demon. Yes, I'm telling you, principalities and powers, we are wrestling against. And people think that they know something that knows nothing as they ought to know. Yes. I wouldn't explain all what they told me, but all that I could say, my brothers and sisters, that it is like the act of marriage without producing a child. And people go on for years upon years. I hear that as far as New York. And people don't know what that is. Let me tell you what that is. These are those sex demons that are loose, my brother, from the Euphrates River. For the rejection of the gospel message by William Branham. And God loosed them spirits from that demonic realm. Yes. And a nasty thing. Look, a man there. That fought them things for years upon years and resisted them. Yes, they have to obey. Have no fear. As long as you don't want that, they cannot overtake you. They are from the regions of the lost. And we don't think of you less in any way. We don't think less of you anyway. That's the truth. God given you those experiences for something later down the road. Oh, yes, sir. So now, brothers and sisters, it happened to both men. I met men, and in their experience, men used to come to them, and they have to commit homosexual acts. And you know who was linked to that? The priests. Some of these brothers right here. When we trace it back, it was a priest in Presentation College Yes, sending out demons upon these young boys. Yes, to come and live with them. Now, the story is too long to tell you. Yeah, but let me say this, friend. Souls that are in prison now, we come to this. As it was in the days of Noah. Now, when Noah, Branham Noah, brought his message today, the same attitude that the people had in the days of Noah is the same attitude they manifested towards that man today. And as they come against that prophet, people start blaspheming their way. As they continue to come against that prophet, and the group became bigger and bigger and bigger of men who fulfill Hebrews 6, 4-6 and Hebrews 10. Until the time came when the seals was opened and when Pentecostals rejected the message and rejected that prophet. And as unbelievable as it sounds, all those Pentecostals that heard the message and seen the signs and seen the wonders, together with all the Baptists, together with all that came in contact with William Branham, brothers and sisters, was damned. These were the souls that was imprisoned now that Brother Branham was referring to. Not those in hell. That is history. Brother Branham knew that the Lord had cursed a great part of the religious generation. And then he came and preached this message. Souls that are in prison now. He said, when Jesus' message was rejected, he said the next thing was Jesus to go down there and witness to the souls that was in prison. He said every messenger that God sent, it was the same thing. They had a third phase of the ministry. And the third phase of the ministry was to witness to those who had turned down their redemption and was eternally lost. I'm talking about living people now. So now, since in the days of Brother Branham, you had living people who was eternally lost. Why? Self-led? Self-opinion? Self-will? Pride? Loss of the flesh? Loss of the eyes? And instead of repenting and begging God to clean their nasty soul, they turn around and call the message false and call Branham a witch doctor. Yes? And they blaspheme their way and come against that prophet. So now, during the ministry of the prophet of God, since he went to Pentecost, right down the line, that group became bigger and bigger like in the days of Noah. Until the Lord turned away his ear from the Pentecostal people, and the Lord told Brother Branham to preach the message called indictment. Why did he preach the message indictment? He indicted the generation, showing that it was lost for the rejection of the message. So now, right now, there is a whole generation, brothers and sisters, of people, a great part of this generation, that are living people, walking dead, just like Cain upon the earth, as a vagabond. Now the musicians get ready. As a vagabond, cursed upon the face of the earth. Brethren, you could have an outpouring coming. You could have a revival coming. No matter how much revival come, how much token come, how much outpouring come, they will never, ever be forgiven. And there are people that sat and heard this truth here and walk away and persecute it. It does not matter how much gospel they hear. They will never be renewed again unto repentance. Seeing that they have crucified the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. The Bible went on to say that they are just ready to be burned. So now that is the generation we are living in. Why is it that the so-called Pentecostal people come against William Branham with such spirit? Some of them are innocent, and some of them have crossed that line. Blasphemy. And there are people, my brother, that rose up after hearing the truth that you heard, and they behave like animals. They behave worse than Cain, behave worse than Judas. I'm telling you. Now, you want to tell me that that's a son of God? No, this is the way that you know the blasphemers. When a man crosses there, he bears a certain fruit. And the fruit that he bears is blasphemy against the prophet, blasphemy against the word, justify himself, even though that he know that he is wrong, he justify himself. All right, hear this, brothers and sisters. Now, this group of people, these people here, their doom was sealed away by the opening of the seals. And when their doom was sealed away, then, my brothers and sisters, God had another plan to bring the gospel and send it now to the highways and the byways. He had another plan. Because those that were bidden to the feast are not worthy to taste of my supper. The king sent his armies and destroyed all those murderers. That was fulfilled in so-called Pentecost. And this ministry is going out now to the highways and the byways. To the highways and the byways. The coming of Christ is going to bring judgment upon them. Likewise, everyone that heard what you heard from the opening of the seals and the revelation that is supreme above all other revelations. My brother, if God cursed the Pentecostal people, he's going to curse all of them. All right, I want to show you something glorious here. While we have this group living on the earth today that are hopeless because they rejected their deliverance, there is another group that is lost. And they are behind 10-inch thick bars. Do you remember that vision of Brother Branham? Dream or whatever? Huh? And they was behind 10-inch thick bars, butting their heads. They was lost. These people were lost with a hope. So now there is a group of people that is lost with a hope today. Right under the message. Right in Pentecost. Right in the Baptist. There are people who have not turned on the message of the hour. And there is a group of people that are lost with a hope. They have not heard the truth. And they are behind 10-inch thick bars. And brothers and sisters, right in that prison, out there was flickering lights like a rainbow. And Christ was inside of there. That is this third pole ministry going out to catch them. Yes? And they started to scream at the top of their voice, delivered, 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 delivered. Why is it? There are two groups of people alive upon the earth today. One is hopelessly lost. And one is lost with a hope. And there was a third group today that are already delivered. From the prison house of Satan. And they are hearing the revelation from the opening of the seals. And they are fellowshipping, my brothers and sisters, under the tutor. We are happy to be identified with that people. Come, musicians, let's sing a song and go. I stretched them out today. I don't know where my watch are. I didn't bring any watch. I now find out. All right. How many enjoyed that? But I did not have time to really elaborate on being lost while you are alive. Yes. And that is a type of the Old Testament. Yes. And Old Testament type is that a man was sold into slavery. And then, my brother, there was a jubilee trumpet to be sound. And when that jubilee trumpet sound, the man could drop his tools and walk off. But then what happened? The man had ties there. They gave him a wife and he had children. Oh, yes. His arms and his legs was there and his eyes was over there. Yes. And then he said, I'm not willing to go free. Because I love my wife and I love my children and I love my house. They said, all right, come. They take him to a post of the temple in the temple. And then they take an awl. Yes. And they bore his head. And they mock him forever. It doesn't matter how many jubilee trumpets sound. That man was lost forever. He could not go free. And there are millions today that have crossed over that line who sat and heard the message of the hour. And some who came in contact with the message. And some who sat among you here. My brother, when this jubilee trumpet sounds, and that token comes, that outpouring comes, that revival break, they could scream at the top of their voice how much they want. There won't be any mercy. And that's the time that the Lord will stand out. Yes, and they will say, I prophesied, I do this 7th chapter of Matthew. I did this and I did that. He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. That ministry is coming upon the earth where the Lord will speak out in the first person and bring judgment upon all these hypocrites. That didn't happen in the White Church judgment. It happened here upon earth in this ministry. All these heretics are coming one of these days and they will be judged. Well, I trust, my brothers and sisters, that you enjoy this series of messages. And it will be upon the net for those who want us to download freely. Those who want the tapes made and the DVDs, you will have to pay a little money to get them made. But I believe that everybody should have a copy of these messages. Yes, and study them. It will be free to give out. Give it to everybody. Give the whole world. Let them know that we have two spiritual worlds. And the world that we live in is caught between the two spiritual worlds. Yes, sir. We will see how the Lord leads from here on. Let us pray and see where the Lord will lead us from here. So may the Lord bless your hearts. I want to thank you for your cooperation, especially tonight. I don't know how long I preach, maybe about 2 hours and a half. But I could feel the little tiredness coming on in you. Yes, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But I really trust that you're benefited. And these messages will live on very long in your minds and your imagination. And I believe that it will bring unto you eternal benefits. May the Lord bless your hearts. Let's lift your hands to him, brother. Thank him for me. Yeah, praise him for the word. Thank him for the word. Thank him for the grace. Thank him for the spirit of life. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the opening of the seals, O Lord. Thank you for revealing these things. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in India and Africa, Indonesia, America, Lord, throughout the Caribbean. All those that will listen to these messages, my precious brother Maxwell, Timothy, oh God, brother Kigaru, oh Lord, all my precious brothers, the names are too much to mention. Oh God, in Africa and India, oh God, remember our precious brethren. Let these messages go forth and bring forth deliverance to your people in many parts of the world. But thank you very much for coming in your presence, coming, Lord, in your power, coming by thy word and blessing your people. I pray that you will bless all that are gathered here today and all that are gathered everywhere, Lord, down at GCC. Oh, God, bless them and strengthen them and grant them grace. Oh, God, forgive us for all our sins and help us to live in the realm of the Spirit. Oh, God, at peace, Lord, in the new world to come. Bless all our ministers and all our deacons, our song leaders. Oh, God, bless our precious brethren, our sisters, our brothers, all that are praying, Lord. We give you the praises and the honor and the glory. And we thank you for the world tonight, returning all the praise and all the honor. and all the glory and all the thanks unto your name. Your servant is nothing but dust and ashes. Oh God, but we give you the glory tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, and the congregation say,
amen.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. We pray these blessings in Jesus' name. Sing us a song, dear son.
I dream you arrived, Spirit, within me, created me a clean heart, in me a clean heart. Oh my God, oh my God, and renew a right spirit within me. Spirit in me, who cast me not away from thy presence.
Cast me not away from thy presence,
oh my Lord, and take not thy holy.
My salvation, renew it right. living in the valley. Jesus found me. Upon me, please, oh, set son of